Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.38, it's good morning to Darren Farrell.
Yeah, hello and good morning, Audrey. Chelsea showed little mercy for League Two side Barrow in the English League Cup last night. 5-0 win there. Christo Nkunku scored a hat-trick, very impressive hat-trick at that as well. He now has 6 goals in 8 games for Chelsea. One of their in-form players, not a regular starter by any means, but certainly finding the back of the net on a regular basis. Manchester City beat Watford 2-1. Aston Villa overcame Wickham 2-1. And Leicester City beat another League Two side in Walsall, but it went to penalty kicks and the sides finished score. After the sides finished score, it was 3-0 in that shootout, and goalkeeper Danny Ward saved all three of those kicks, all down to his right, the same position each time. City manager Pep Guardiola made 9 changes for their game against Watford. It came, of course, just 2 days after their draw against Arsenal. That was on Sunday. He admitted the competition is well down his list of priorities, and he also failed to confirm whether one of his key players, Rodri, will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury.
We are in a still busy in Spain with the doctors, and we're waiting for the decision. The doctors were exactly that we asked. But when we know it, the club or myself, like a spokesman of the club, we will announce you.
Expecting to be without him for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah, giving very little away. Irish striker Aaron Connolly signed for Championship side Sunderland. He's agreed a 1-year deal. He's still only 24 and free agent after being released by Hull at the end of last season. The striker has 9 caps to his name, but has only figured once for the national side over the last 3 years. The Listowel Harvest Festival continues today. The action gets underway at 2 o'clock. And of course, the big one is the Kerry National. That's at 4:20. Yesterday, Ryan Moore, one of the top riders in the world at the moment, made his debut in Kerry, and he enjoyed a double with Aidan O'Brien. He opened day 3 with a winner on Thrice. The jockey spoke with Dennis Kerwin after.
Ryan, your first ride in the stall and the first winner. Nice way to start.
Yeah, no, obviously he was expected to win, and nice horse. He enjoyed the trip. He'll go further, and hopefully he has a future.
He won very nicely going away in the end.
Yeah, no, he did. His last furlong was his best.
Yeah, that's Ryan, a man of not too many words. Leinster are hopeful that new signing Jordy Barrett will be available for selection in 4 to 6 weeks. The All Black hurt his knee in an international against Australia at the weekend. Connacht look set to welcome Finlay Beelam back to their squad for Saturday's visit of the Sharks to Galway. The Connacht coach Pete Wilkins wants his team to build on their performance against Munster last weekend. They lost but got plenty of praise for their expansive game, which caused Munster lots of problems.
The big test for me is this week against the Sharks. We've shown in the past that we can deliver intense emotional performances against Interpro opposition. And it's the following week that's raised the questions about our consistency. And I'm being open about that with you guys, because I've been really open about that with the team. It was a huge test, obviously, away at Thomond Park, but this is an even bigger test for us this week, because it's not just a very dangerous Sharks team coming to us who played a dozen games in Currie Cup already. They're battle-hardened. But it's the week after an Interpro and the week after a good performance in an Interpro, despite the result. So this is the one that really interests me. This is the one that really excites me.
And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen has qualified for the third round of the British Open. He beat his fellow Irish man Aaron Hill 4-1. And we were talking about Mark yesterday about burning snooker tables and all the rest. Well, he's rolled back on all those, and he's offered an apology to those who set the snooker tables, Carol. So I think someone had a little word with him after his outburst the day before.
Well, thank goodness for that.